I forgot to introduce this other random priest here. This is Father Jason Schumer. He's my personal assistant. He travels with me everywhere. That was a joke. And he's really mad right now. No, Father Schumer's he's in charge of the college seminary back in St. Louis, but he's a good friend of mine, and he offered this weekend to come out and help me set up my rooms and everything. So he's just joining for Mass this weekend. You know, it's a fun kind of weekend to come to a new parish as a priest, because you can tell we're sizing each other up, you know. You're trying to figure out what this guy's all about. Like, I feel the judgment, all right? I know it's out there. But if I were to maybe, I can just cut to the chase for you and tell you what I'm about. I love Jesus, and I love the church, and my heart belongs to you. That's the core of what I'm about. So if that's kind of the secret behind who Father Mitchell Bear is. But just a little bit more about me. I grew up in St. Louis, so Father Andrew and I actually grew up about 15, 20 minutes away from each other in South St. Louis County. I didn't know Father Andrew till seminary. I entered seminary the year after him, but we became friends while we were in seminary, and it's been kind of neat to be able to follow a friend and a really, as you know, great man, and he's been a really good brother to me, him and Father Dan both, as I've kind of navigated this transition. So I'm grateful to both of them for helping me move out here. This is the first time I've lived, it's embarrassing to say, it's the first time I've lived outside of St. Louis for longer than 2 months. So pray for me. It's going to be a transition for me, but I'm really excited. I understand that Father Andrew kind of hyped me up a little bit, which was generous, but that's not what I paid him for. I paid him to lower the expectations, trying to exceed them, okay? I'm grateful for him and how he's helped me transition. I'm the youngest of four, so I have two older sisters and an older brother, and they're all back in St. Louis, married, and between the three of them, I have 10 nieces and nephews, 10 and under. So it's a bit chaotic when we're all together. And a few weeks ago, my brother and his wife announced they're pregnant. So come January, we'll have 11 and under. So pray for us there, too. We're a good Catholic family. Hobbies, interests, I don't know, during the winter, I like the snow. I sent out I think maybe in some communication, there was a picture of me and Father Andrew actually on a ski trip together in January. And then during the summer, I like the water. I like a bonfire. I like some good bourbon. I like books, reading, running, I don't know, all the works. Just to also a little bit about my how I became a priest. And I'll obviously share more as the months and years go by, but the crash course on the story is that I had a profound encounter with Jesus and his surpassing peace my sophomore year of high school on a retreat, where I had complete contentedness. I didn't want for anything. I didn't need anything. Wherever I was right there in that moment, and I had him, and that's all I needed. And he really started working on my heart in that moment, and a little later, I started going to daily Mass as a high schooler. I know, kind of weird, right? But it was really in those quiet mornings meeting Jesus in the Eucharist that I learned to hear his voice, and then also he started asking me to be a priest, and he started giving little invitations, and I started giving little yeses, and the months and years went by, and before I knew it, I was laying face down at the cathedral, and here I am, Father Mitchell Bear. As a priest, I just celebrated my five-year anniversary on May 29th, and I had two assignments before this. I was down at a rural farming community south of St. Louis, and then I went to one of our giant suburban mega churches after that, so kind of two extreme ends of the spectrum. But I will say, I've been really looking forward to this mission. I was real excited when I got this phone call to know that I was going to be able to do ministry, the absolutely essential ministry in the church of working with college students. So I'm pretty stoked about this new assignment. And I've got a real gift in the gospel this weekend. As a priest, there's a custom when you get ordained to make a holy card. And it's kind of like priest trading cards. And I put two scripture verses on the back of it. And one of them was this, Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. For me, that captures the mission of my life as a priest, to bring rest to the weary in soul. And it's a real gift this weekend to reflect on those words. Think about it. What kind of man would say that? Where did these words come from in Jesus? The confidence it takes. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. You know, Jesus was a man just like any one of us. He had a family, right? Joseph and Mary, his parents. He was part of a tribe, right? Jesus of Nazareth. That's the hometown he grew up in. He had those connections, that community, just like you and I. He was part of a nation, the nation of Israel, and received all those customs and traditions, just like we do too. And yes, all those relationships, all those dynamics in his life formed him and shaped him into who he became. But if we just see the human level in Jesus, we miss the picture. No mere man can say these words to the entire human race, inviting them into his heart, into his soul. There's something more than meets the eye here. Earlier in the passage, Jesus was reflecting on him and the Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. The secrets of Jesus' heart, they're hidden from the wise and the learned, and they're revealed to children, to the childlike. Why? The secret of Jesus, the source of all of his preaching, his inspiration, his whole mission and identity to understand how he sees himself, we've got to see that he's always downloading from the Father. He's always in union with the Father in heaven, constantly looking at the Father who delights in him and who's rejoicing in him and looking back into his eyes and receiving his love. Trusting in his provision and care for him. It's only from that place of total security in the Father's love that Jesus can utter those words, come to me. Jesus speaks these words to us the weekend that we celebrate our independence as a nation. We're celebrating our nation, our tribe, as it were, our family. And we're called to rejoice in the gifts of our nation and the virtues and the principles that drive us forward. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the freedoms guaranteed to us in the Constitution. Above all, the building block that makes our nation up, the life in our families that we share. All of this we celebrate and receive from God as his good gifts. But similarly, if we rest on the human level, and we're just celebrating those things, absent our Creator, we miss the picture. Our founders knew the only way this American experiment works is if we each take to heart that motto: in God we trust. And so Jesus speaks to us these words this weekend to invite anew our trust in him. That it's all about him. And he invites us into the love of the eternal, perfect love of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So let Jesus speak these words to your heart this weekend. And give him anew your trust. His care, his provision is all we need. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Yes.